Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Well, first of all, let's set the stage, shall we? Let's set the stage just so you know where we're going.
Do they know I'm here?
Are you ready? Once again, it is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. However, there is a caveat to this, Mr. Stout. How are you doing today?
Well, now I'm scared.
No, you shouldn't be scared at all. So, I was pre-recording today's show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing hour number two while you were getting your hair cut.
Okay.
While you were getting your hair cut, I was doing hour number two. And then as I was doing the setup and everything, and I'm getting ready to bring everything over and start putting it together, before I brought it over and did any of that, I deleted it all.
Oh, no.
And in the for the sake of continuity, just because I like to, I like for everything to be lined up, the preceding hour. Hour number two of today's show is an encore performance of Geek Out with Zeke Stout.
So they're getting 2 hours of me?
2 hours of Zeke Stout. And, you know,
audience, I'm so sorry.
Everybody out there, you should listen very closely because this is what Zeke Stout sounds like now after a haircut.
Yes. What you heard in the previous hour, I did not have a haircut.
That was when he was shaggy and unkempt.
Oh, I'm still shaggy. I just got my ears and neck trimmed.
Zeke Stout, the head of MGS Trade School, mgs.edu. Geek Out with Zeke Stout. This is where we don't really talk about anything in particular. However, we just sort of make it up as we go, yeah? Now, you're getting ready to
go. We get excited.
Well, yeah, but you're getting ready to go to SHOT Show. You get to go see all the newness.
All the new ARs.
Well, I mean, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I do think that on the one hand, I'm not too upset about not going. On the other hand, I kind of wish I was going, but the travel to SHOT Show is the biggest headache. And in Las
Vegas, I don't mind the travel.
Well, what I mind is what I get to on the other end. Like, the week before we get to SHOT Show, I could stay at the most expensive hotel in Las Vegas.
Right.
For $50 a night.
How do you do that?
Monday, the week of SHOT Show, though, that same room is going to be $340 a night.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. So that's the other thing that I'm not too enamored with and everything else. I'm almost thinking that I was going to drive this year, and I'm really seriously thinking about trying to find an Airbnb next time.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that, like, pull together with groups and companies that will do Airbnbs now, and all their employees will just stay there.
That would be cool. That'd be like, you know, yep. If you get the right people with you, there's no telling what kind of trouble you might get into.
I try to avoid the trouble.
I understand. I understand.
Especially in Vegas.
Yeah. The other thing I want to talk about is I want to know your opinion of Gucci Glocks.
Gucci Glocks. Gucci. You're talking about like the super customized.
The super customized Glocks, yeah.
I guess Zev was kind of the first one to really hit hard with it. I mean, I know other companies did it, but I mean, I think Zev put a lot of money in their marketing. They were probably the first ones, I would imagine,
right,
to really hit the market hard with it. Now you've got Salient, you've got Infinity. Don't they do some Glock?
I don't know if they do some. Do you want to know the story of Salient Arms?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's made by a panda.
Their mascot is a panda. Now, Salient Arms was founded by the brothers Chavez, which I can't remember Adrian and the other one, but they're really nice kids, really nice guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Chris Costa on the show one day, and everybody was asking me about what does Chris think about Salient Arms, which I had never heard of them. So I asked Chris about this, and he started telling me, and I looked into them. So they came on board as a sponsor, and I got a few Salient Arms guns, and they were absolutely epic for what they were, yeah, you know,
nice.
For a Glock. And they took a Glock, and I'd never seen that level. I've later found out, you know, Borsite, Zev Technologies, all these other guys, lots of people make a Gucci Glock, but it was largely a matter of how it was set up.
Sure.
And then in 2014, right, in 2014, when they were set to renew, because part of the package was guns, I had sent them a gun, mm-hmm. and asked them to do this as part of the thing, and they agreed to do this extra gun for me, and that was at the beginning mm-hmm. of 2014, and then I lost all track of them. They went completely silent.
Hmm.
And what happened was that the guys that actually, see, I thought that Salient Arms was this skunk works with guys with 14-pound brains and these big Star Trek heads and everything that were just absolutely special, hyper-specialized artisans making a Glock, what it was. That was never the case. They were actually outsourcing all of that. The only thing they were doing was, and they were also outsourcing the barrel to get it, you know, gold anodized. So they went dark, and then I found out what happened. The guys that they were sending it to that actually owned the CNC machines were the mm-hmm. the actual guys that started up Agency Arms.
Oh, really?
And they said that, okay, from here on out, we're not going to do your guns anymore because we're going to do our guns. So they had all of these guns sitting there waiting to be customized, and they had to find somebody that was going to do it. And in the end, they found some, and I had to call them and threaten to call. By that time, they had moved to, I think, Nevada out of California.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find out where my gun was, and I finally left them a message. Hey, if you guys don't call me back, I'm going to call Nevada State Police and ATF and report my gun stolen because I've got a picture of somebody there signing for it.
Right.
Then I got a call back. And I think now since that time, they have segued and found a way to do everything in-house.
Okay.
And I don't, I look at that time as a time when they made a bunch of mistakes, which what they should have done is got on the phone with everybody there that they had their gun and just told them what they were doing.
Right.
But they didn't do it. So the reason I ask is because I've entered into an agreement with Terran Tactical.
Okay.
And I've got three of his guns on the way in, three Combat Masters.
The only thing I've ever really had my hands on with their intactual stuff is the magazines, I believe. I had somebody that had some their intactual magazines.
Right.
And that's all they had. They had a regular Glock, but with the magazines. I was like, all right, cool.
Well, you know what? We'll talk about this in just a minute when we get back. This is Geek Out with Zeke Stout. And this is Lock and Load.
Lock and Load. such thing as a fair fight. And we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. talking to Zeke Stout as we attempt to geek out, and I was just telling him about the Terran tactical guns that are on their way to me. Terran's guns are about the same as everybody else's, except he does one or two things that I find sort of intriguing. He does a little bit more to the trigger, and he always adapts the Gen 5 to the Gen 3 spring. And the way he sets it up and the way whatever he's doing to the slide, because everybody's doing slide cuts and lightening the slide, right? Whatever he does, I've actually fired a Terran Tactical Glock 45 next to a fifth generation Glock 19, right? So both of them fifth gen. The Terran Tactical gun in the same point of fire is actually back in battery faster than the standard Glock.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because of the spring?
I guess. I guess because of the spring and the spring to weight ratio or something. Whatever they're doing. I mean, he's got a very talented team of guys that cut on these guns. And I like them. I mean, if you're going to have a Gucci Glock, it may as well be Terran's because, you know, Terran carries them. I mean, Bob Vogel. You ever seen him shoot with one of his guns?
Yeah, it's impressive.
I mean, he can stack shots. I mean, he's just basically, it's just one big dark spot. There's no separation between any of these. He's just stacking them. So they're pretty decent pistols and everything. And I see the various takes on it. Like, have you ever done anything with Shadow Systems? Have you ever tried one of theirs?
Yeah. So list out the Gucci Glock that I've shot. Agency.
Okay.
Shot one of those. Shadow System and Azez.
Okay.
And that's, yep.
Of the guys that I know that at Agency Arms that are sort of their product developers, they're the guys that do that, the only SIG P320 they will carry is one done by Agency. They will not carry a stock one.
Really?
But the Agency Arms SIG P320, they will carry that. They said that whatever they've done to it, however they rework it, all of the problems that the gun has itself inherently are gone.
Okay.
So.
See, I'm going to have to go talk to them. I'm going to see what they would tweak with my macro.
Well, see, I'll tell you somebody who thinks the 365 and probably the macro, I'll tell you who thinks that is the best carry gun in the world. And that is Terran Butler whenever he gets one of those and does a Combat Master, what do you call it, treatment to it. He thinks that's right. The best. It's the only SIG he will do. He will not do the P320. He will only do the P365.
Okay.
So I'm sure he would do the macro. So, but find out what Agency has to say. And when you get done with that, let's see what we can no promises, but we'll see what we can do. See if Terran would do me a solid on that one.
That would be very cool.
Yeah, I think so.
Check that out.
But then you'd have to carry something else while it's gone because, you know, those things don't get done overnight. What would you, if you had to send off your 365 XL macro, what would you carry in the interim?
Would it be during the summer or the winter? I'll just give you both. So during the summer, you know, when it's more short weather and stuff, I would probably carry the Glock 43. Winter, I would probably switch to probably carry one of my P320s.
Do you have the stock 43? The stock one, just the six rounder?
Yeah. Well, no, I've got a magazine that has one extra round in it.
See, I've had that gun. I've shot the gun. I mean, it's as easy to conceal as any gun can possibly be, and then still be a gun.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And but at the same time, I just can't get past it. It's not about the size. It's about capacity.
Yeah.
I mean, for me, capacity, if I can get 10 rounds, I'm happy. Anything above 10 rounds is gravy. Now, when I had a Glock 43, I had a bunch of Hive Technology magazine extenders on those.
Mm-hmm.
And that made it a nine round gun, and it shot really well, and everything worked really well on it. But it was an odd shaped duck, because the grip was longer than the barrel.
I bet.
And that sort of did away with that whole concealment, that whole concealment advantage that you had when you had a grip that long on it, no matter how narrow it is. So I have heard people now. Do you have a Glock 48? Is that a 10 rounder?
I don't have a 48.
Have you ever tried one of those?
I have. I like them. It's one of those things where, you know, unless you are getting into the agency arms, the Saland, the Zev, all those, you know, Gucci Glocks, the Turing Butlers, a Glock's a Glock to me.
Yeah.
Now, when I say that, before all the Glockites go crazy on me, I'm not bashing. That's a good thing. You know, a Glock is a Glock is a good statement coming out of my mouth because I think they're reliable. I think they shoot well once you get used to the grip angle and everything. But it's kind of the same thing. The one that fascinates me the most, and I can't remember the number, but it's their 357 SIG. That thing fascinates me for some reason. I love the ballistics of it, and it's just there's something fun about that loud of a bang with not the recoil that you would expect with that loud of a bang.
Right.
And I know that's cheesy and not functional or anything, but you know there's little weird things that I geek out to, and that's one of them.
Of you know, I'm a big Glock 10 millimeter fan.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like the way it handles it. I like it compared to any other 10 millimeter out there. I like it better than I do the Glock 21, the 45 ACP, which I would have expected.
Really?
I've had a Salient Arms. Not Salient Arms. I've had an Agency Arms Glock 21. But I've also had an Agency Arms Glock 20. And the Agency Arms Glock 20 was something else. And my Poly 80 that I had done by Ace Firearms is something else. But, you know, I of all of them, I prefer the, you know, the 9mm I carry because I have copious amounts of 9mm ammo. But my favorite one of them is the 10mm. We're coming up on the next break. We didn't do this last time. Mr. Stout here, he runs something called MGS Trade School, where you can reinvent yourself for the price of a couch. And you can start that journey by going to mgs.edu. While he's at SHOT Show, he's probably going to be redesigning the entire curriculum. Who knows what you'll be able to do when he gets back. And he's going to be back. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Attorney General Merrick Garland is appointing a special counsel to oversee the investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents following his tenure as vice president. Robert Herr is taking on the role. Garland, on Herr's credentials.
I signed an order appointing Robert Herr a special counsel. As U.S. attorney, he supervised some of the department's more important national security, public corruption, and other high-profile matters.
Lisa Marie Presley's condition is unknown after reportedly suffering cardiac arrest. The daughter of Elvis Presley attended the Golden Globe Awards on Tuesday, where Austin Butler won Best Actor for his portrayal of Elvis. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose by 217 points to 34,190. The S&P 500 climbed up by 13 points to 39,83. The Nasdaq gained 69 points to 11,1.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. It is time to geek out with Zeke Stout. We have been speaking about various guns and various configurations. Do you like any of the big bore Glocks?
I have not shot the 10mm. I'd like to. I've shot other 10mm before, but I haven't shot that one. 357 SIG is probably the biggest that I've shot at the Glock.
I have never seen one, and maybe I have. I just went, when I'm going looking for a Glock, I'm typically looking for an
45. I'm sorry, a 45 bigger than 357.
Oh.
My bad.
So are you still intrigued by the 357 SIG, though?
I probably wouldn't carry it just for cost effectiveness. I mean, 357 SIG is an expensive round, especially if you're going to train with it. I mean, Go buy 200 rounds of that, 500 rounds of that, whatever your training is going to take, and you're going to have an expensive training. So that's about the only reason I wouldn't carry it.
How is it easy to find?
I don't know that it is right now. I haven't seen a box on the shelves of places where I get ammo in a while.
I have never even looked for it. I mean, most of the time, if I'm looking for anything, it's going to be either 10 or 9, so maybe a 45 here and there. But anyhow, is there a particular gun besides your macro that you, if you've never tried it, and if you did try it, you've always been intrigued by it, and it's maybe a gun that you would actually consider buying and carrying if you actually tried it ever?
No, but money's not an option. I mean, an object.
Yeah.
I would say it's a close tie between that, and we're talking carry only, right? Not competition or anything. I would say that new, the Staccato, the, I guess it's the subcompact.
The CS?
Yeah. Yeah, I would try that.
Right.
And I'm willing to try any of these Gucci Glocks to try it out just to see. I find it hard to carry a firearm that costs that much. And the reason I say that is a lot of people don't realize this until you start going through other defensive training. If you have a justified shoot, you know, you have to utilize your firearm, and it's completely justified, you're probably losing that gun for a while.
Yeah.
And if you ever give it back at all, because there's some, I've heard stories, nightmares of people going 10, 12 years and the police department still has it in their lockup. So I would prefer to have that, you know, $300 to $800 range carry gun.
Right.
Which is tough to get with the Gucci Glock.
Well, I guess in the Glock sort of thing, you could go with Shadow Systems, which is a, you know, you can get those for $7. You can find those for $7, and I mean, there's a lot of people that have been Glock diehards, like John Farnham. He switched over to Shadow Systems.
Okay.
So, you know, but you're not. I'm very curious about the Luwago Alien. You know which gun I'm talking about, right? The one with the funky
that thing is cool looking.
Yeah, I've never seen it. I know it was there. I think in 2020, but because I was on Radio Row and never got to go on the floor. I did not see it, but everybody that I've ever heard about shooting it, which I've only ever seen one video of somebody stateside actually even reviewing it, they bought it, and that starts at what, $5,500?
That's how much that thing is?
Yeah.
Oh. It better be worth it.
Yeah.
But once again, we're back to the carry principle. I would love, there are so many guns that I would love to have that are over, you know, 1,500, sure. 5,000, 6,000.
Sure.
There's no way I would carry it, because if I had to use it, I'm not going to lose it in a police lockup for years and years and years.
Well,
if I ever get it back at all.
There was a case out of Washington, D.C. where a military veteran was there going to, I believe, Walter Reed for something after he came back from the Middle East. And he was transporting his weapons in compliance with the Federal Transportation Act for weapons. He had them locked up in separate places,
right.
You know, compartmentalized in a trunk. And because they saw his tag, they pulled him over and didn't arrest him. They confiscated his guns. And it did take him years to get him back. And to what you were just talking about, what they did was when they go into an evidence room, apparently, and in Washington, D.C., they just take a nail and carve in the booking number on the side of the gun. And just completely, if there's a finish there, it's ruined.
It's done.
So if in the case of a very expensive weapon, you know, and stuff like that could be fixed, but, I mean, you're talking, it's going to cost you. And
absolutely will.
You know, so I totally understand what you're saying. And having a gun, I mean, that's a good thing about right now, though, isn't it? There's guns out there that are very affordable, that are also very reliable. I can't think of any one striker fire gun out there that I would say is a piece of junk at the moment. Can you?
Yeah.
Or can you?
Well, the R1 came and went.
I never tried that. That was the Remington, right?
Yeah, that was the one that, you know, Guns and Ammo got exposed for pay for play. You know, it's the greatest carry weapon of all time. And they had to recall every single one of them, and then they couldn't even fix it. You know, the R1, I'm not a huge fan, and I love Taurus to death. A lot of people bash on Taurus. I love Taurus. I love some of the products they put out. I'm not a fan of that little Striker Fire subcompact they came out with.
The GX4?
Go ahead.
The GX4?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not a fan of it. It's reliable. You know, I put a lot of rounds through it at a range day. I just, it wasn't super accurate compared to my macro or other subcompacts that I've shot. And I get with a shorter barrel, you're going to lose a lot of accuracy. But this just seemed, it almost felt, it didn't feel shooting-wise like a bodyguard. But my accuracy was like shooting a bodyguard. And I don't know if you've ever shot the Smith & Wesson bodyguard, but that one's just big.
I've seen a lot of people show up to take their concealed carry permit class with a bodyguard, and then as soon as they're when they're done, they're like, "Do you think I could trade this gun in?"
Yeah, yeah. Everyone I know that is, I've talked to maybe two people that are like huge fans of the bodyguard. I shot it, and I even got to the point. You know how when you're shooting something and it's just kind of off, you're like, "Okay, maybe I'm forgetting my fundamentals." So you kind of go back to squeeze, don't jerk, don't flap the trigger.
Right.
You know, breathing. I did every little fundamental thing that you're taught, and grouping at 10 yards was like 3 feet. And I'm over-exaggerating. Maybe it was like a foot. Maybe 2 feet. But it was, I mean, the grouping was all over the paper. It just, there was no rhyme or reason to what was happening. You know how, you know, if you're shooting low left.
Hang on right there.
Coming up
on that. Last break. MGS Trade School, mgs.edu, where you can reinvent yourself in a couple of different ways. And that will continue to expand. Each and every day, MGS evolves. Each and every day. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Last time on the firing line, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. And we are talking to Zeke Stout from MGS Trade School. We are geeking out with Zeke Stout. We've been talking about guns and everything. These really little guns. And that was my... Yeah. Have you ever known anybody to take a class with the standard SIG P365?
I've not been in a class with one yet. No.
See, that's...
But I don't think I've taken a class since it kind of got hot, so, which is bad on me, but...
Yeah. Well, I haven't... the last class I took was in October of 2019 in Leesville, South Carolina, Steve Fisher's Red Dot Sight class. The one day that I was down there, it was 103 degrees in October. And I had a heat injury. I did complete the class. And then the next day, the other stuff that they were doing, which I was not there for, then the temperature dropped into the 70s and everybody felt great. But, I mean, the last classes I have taken, I mean, I was at Tactical Response in June of 2018, so... Hot weather. I can't do the hot weather training. I do not like it at all. Just tears me out of frame. So the thing about any gun that you're going to carry, my criteria for any gun that I'm going to carry, I have to be able to take a class with it.
Right.
I have to train with it. I have to practice with it. And guns like the Bodyguard or the P365 or some of these other guns that are really, really, really small and really, really easy to carry – they're really, really, they can get painful to shoot, at least for me. The Bodyguard that I've shot, I have not shot as much as I did the P365, but where I get Glock knuckle when I'm shooting a Glock, it was like my hand was like a gigantic paw wrapping around the grip of the 365. So I wasn't even hitting the callus of where I get the Glock knuckle. So I was, it was very painful for me to shoot. So I don't. I have rid myself of it and moved on, and I like a little bit more. And that's my criteria. If it's something that I can't take a class and shoot 1,500 times in a weekend, just not into it.
I don't blame you.
Yeah. Are you going to be...
Blame me at all.
What is it? What do they call it? the shooting day, the range day. What do they call that?
Media day at the range.
Media day at the range. Do you go to that?
Yeah. I used to go every year. I haven't been in about 4 years. So I usually now I use Monday as my fly-in day. So gives me a little rest before everything kicks in Tuesday morning.
Right.
But I'd like to start going back.
Where do they have that? Is it out in Boulder?
That's out in
Henderson?
Henderson, thank you. Okay. I knew it started with an H. Yeah. It's a pretty cool range.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been to a party out in Boulder at the Pro Gun Range, but I didn't know there was another range in Henderson. I did not know that. So that's
It's massive. It is massive. It's all outside, all out in the hills. It's a pretty cool range.
So have you ever shot a gun there that you were like, I got to buy this? I mean, has there ever been a new gun that you have tried at on range day and said to yourself, well, self, I really want that?
It's where I shot the KSG for the first time and drooled over that. Trying to think of what else. Adams Arms, when they first started really getting their piston-driven ARs
going. Those were great.
They were fantastic. They kind of fell off the face of the earth. I mean, they still exist, but you don't hear much from them anymore.
I think they went through some sort of an upheaval.
Gotcha. Those were good. The 338 Lapua that I shot my first 1,000-yard shot with, I couldn't tell you the name brand of that thing to save my life, but that thing was fun. And it was the first time I ever hit a 1,000-yard shot, so that was pretty cool. Trying to think of what else. Not really any pistols. That's where I shot the XDs for the first time, and I just... I love the history of Springfield Armory. I love some of the stuff that they've had in the past, but God, those XDs just, I cannot like them. I want to like them, but I have just not been a fan of them.
What, do you know why? Have you nailed it down? I mean,
I don't know if it's the grip angle or if it's that skinnier grip. Not great for my big hands, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
I just don't shoot them well. And I like to be able to pick up a gun and shoot it halfway decent. You know, I don't want to be I'm not saying I'm an expert marksman with every gun I touch, but I'd like to have at 10 yards a good, you know, 3-inch grouping.
Sure.
You know, and it was very similar to shooting that bodyguard. And this is a full size XD. I don't know what the deal was. And I know people love them and people shoot them great. I've seen competitive shooters shoot them flawlessly. Just, I don't know what it is. It must be a grip angle or a grip size thing for me. I don't know.
I mean, sometimes.
And that's just an excuse.
And you shot those on range day?
Yeah, on range day.
See, I'm going to tell you a lesson I learned. I took 3 guns to the range one time to film them. I took a Chambers Custom 2019 that was part of a Knights Armament package that the pistol itself was like $9,000. Mm-hmm. I took a FN 509 and I took a Walther PDP.
Nice.
And both of those striker fire guns shoot really, really well. However, when I shot them after I shot the Chambers gun, which was, you know, it was barely a perceptible shake in my hands. It was compensated. I mean, I was cognizant of the sensation of the slide drifting back and coming forward. There was no thudding, no nothing. The slide mount or the slide fit was superb. The barrel fit was superb. And then I shot those other two guns, and they just seemed snappy and horrible. Mm-hmm. And they were probably pretty good. I mean, I will revisit both of them, but I dumped them both right after that. I was like, well, these guns are no good.
Wow.
And I think any day that you go and you shoot a bunch of guns, back to back to back to back, I don't think you're giving yourself a fair exposure to them.
Sure. I'd agree with that.
Yeah. So in that event, I, you know, maybe you ought to relook at the XD. I mean, Rob Latham seems to like them.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're, like I said, I've seen competitive shooters shoot them flawlessly. I have just not, and that's not the only time I shot them. I've shot them since, too. Still don't like them. But I'm the same way. I'm the same way with the M&P series. I'm not a fan of the M&P series. Don't know why. And maybe it's just a practice thing. Now, I will give Smith & Wesson a caveat here. I only put about two magazines through an M&P before I was like, all right, I want to go back to my Glock. So it's really not a fair shake. Kind of like you said, you're shooting so many guns back to back to back to back. Different grip angles will change your shot completely. Sure. You have to get used to it again.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't completely judge the M&P, but being that I've shot a lot of XDs on probably three different occasions and just still haven't liked them, yeah.
Well, we got about 45 seconds, so I won't give you my opinion of the M&P at this moment. We will talk about that another time. I will be
in touch. MGS.edu.
Yeah. I will try to contact you at SHOT to see if you are going to be available so we can do a SHOT Show edition of Geek Out with Zeke Stout. Thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. Check out MGS Trade School at mgs.edu. And as for me, this has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.